Hi everyone on WWE Backstage, how are you guys and girls? I'm here to answer a questionnaire. The October is here, yay! And early morning, I just sent a message on our kick group and I said, everyone, hey, October is here, whoa! And I said, Klaus asked me, but what's up with October? So that's so important, so exciting. And I said, well, I like because this is Halloween and this is my birthday. So yay, it's a good month. And it's the first month that here in Brazil is really hot as hell. I mean, September is too, but October is hotter. Yes, and I love hot weather, so yeah, I'm so excited. Okay, so let's start to answer. No, enough rambling. I will ramble enough. Okay, so well, first one, based on your username, what would your Halloween costume be? Well, maybe a student, a librarian, a teacher, a secretary, something, you know, based on intellectual stuff, you know, focus on the intellectual stuff. But certainly I would have a skirt, a shirt, blouse with a really big cleavage, and some stockings. High heels and for sure my pair of glasses, yes, and a pen. So yeah, I could be any of this. Really naughty, really sexy, really slutty, and but always always focusing on mind, on the mind, on the you know, the mind stuff. Unless I was a brain dressed and lacy, but I don't think this is sexy enough. Okay. Did you celebrate Halloween growing up? Did you go trick-or-treating? Feel free to share scary or funny stories. So, here in Brazil, we don't have this culture, and unfortunately, I missed all the trick-or-treating. But lately, here on, well, where I live, the kids are trick-or-treating, and I always do something for them. I dress, and I just put some patches on my door, and they, you know, just come and have candies and stuff. Well, it is really funny. It is really funny. I like it, but unfortunately, I missed. But someday, if I go to the United States, I promise that I will be there on Halloween and I want to go trick-or-treating with everyone. I mean, I don't need candies, but I want, you know, to join everyone and just, you know, be funny and stuff. I would love to do this with a bunch of kids. So yeah, it would be funny. All right. Describe the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn. Sexy bedroom costumes count. Okay, I never had a sexy bedroom costume, not a Halloween one. I had a Santa one, a girly Santa. But well, on Halloween, my best costume, I think that was Freddie Mercury, in that video clip, I Want to Break Free. Yes, I was the maid. And I had exactly pink blouse and the short pencil skirt and stockings and high heels and holders and the earrings. I still used to wear earrings, now I can't. And I had this big black wig because at the time I was blonde, so I had to put this big wig. And well, it was really funny. And I just put just made my mustache with an eye pencil. So I had a fake mustache, but unfortunately, I hurt my mouth that time, and the glue just, you know, burned. So I had to well, make my own way, and it worked. Okay, it was really, really funny. And every time I was dancing, because I was in a nightclub, I was dancing. It was really, really funny because everyone just, you know, guys came to me, and when I answered, they saw this mustache and said, "Whoa!" It was really, really funny, so I love this one. It was my best. Yeah, I think it was my best. So, mummy, werewolf, vampire, mermaid, or merman, which would you rather have sex with and why? Well, vampire for sure, because they are hot, they are sexy, they are really sexual. I mean, I'm not talking about Edward the Tinkerbell, okay? He's not a vampire. I'm sorry who likes this guy, but he is the Tinkerbell. If I fuck the guy, I would rather fuck the Tinkerbell. So yes, that's it. And well, but I would love to fuck maybe a Ventru or even a Bruja or maybe a Toreador, yes, because I have one. And I don't know if any Ventru, I'm sorry, no, it's not Ventru, oh, it's Ventru. I always hate this name. I just can't say the name, I'm sorry. But I love the guys. And well, I like the Ventrus. They are so classy. And they are just like gentlemen, you know. But, well, I can't, you know, just fuck them. I don't believe they would fuck a Toreador. We are good enough for them. All right. Sorry about that. Well, but a vampire. So that's it. What's your favorite film on TV show to watch around Halloween? Well, oh, Nightmare Before Christmas. Here we always have Chucky movies, yeah, and some zombie movies, but I don't know. As I said, we don't have that culture. We have a little bit. So I think that Chucky movies are my favorite. Yes, I always have a good time with that. I laugh so much with that. And yeah, some Freddy Krueger too. You know, I don't like Jason. I don't know why, but it's not my, you know, it's not my thing. I really, really do like, yeah, Chucky movies. So, do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, pumpkin carving, costume people are asking for sweets and candy. What do you like about autumn? What's your favorite sweet or candy? Okay, so here is not autumn. Here is spring, and as I said, it's the first hot as hell month. I love it. People here hate me, but I love it. And well, that's my favorite thing about my spring. It's hot as hell, but it's not hot as hell like summer. So I really enjoy it. And about October is my birthday! Yay! I feel so Lily right now from How I Met Your Mother. And I am waiting for this. I mean, oh, I am doing a countdown. Really, I am doing. And I will have, I promise, guys, that I will have some surprise for you. So stay tuned. And here we don't have the pumpkin stuff, you know, those pumpkin focus, but Starbucks sometimes they have pumpkin lattes, and I tasted this one and I just really enjoyed. I mean, it was good. And we don't have pumpkin carving sometimes. We make this, but well, not now, and not that much. I mean, and custom people asking for free candies. Well, I just love it. I really do. I do those things for kids, lady, as I said, and I really enjoy it. I mean, it's funny. It's funny. It's just one day. It's only one night of the year, so why complain? And my favorites, which are candy here, lollipops. I really mean, I am a lollipop addicted. I can't lie. Yes, I was a bubblegum one, but I don't like chewing that much. I mean, I am lazy, so I really do love lollipops, really lollipops, especially those who, you know, how can I say, the blue tongue stuff. I really, really do. I really love it. So it's funny, and I am a child. So okay, right. Tell us a really good Halloween joke or a funny Halloween story. Man, I don't have good jokes. So you all heard about the Halloween, the Halloween, not the, the penguin joke. So, okay. Well, my funny Halloween story, it was like when I was dressed as the Freddie Mercury with this mustache and stuff. My boyfriend at that time, he was dressed as the Quail Man. I mean, I made that costume for him, and he was the Quail Man with the belt and the you know, the queue, and he was perfect. And when I saw, I said, you only have to, you know, put the underwear, you know, above the shorts. And when I just met him, I looked and said, where the fuck is your underwear? And he said, oh, I forgot. And I said, oh, we're going to enter in the supermarket. You're going to buy your underwear and put. And he said, no. And I said, yes, you were the Quail Man. You must have that underwear, or you take off your underwear and put upper shorts. And he said, no, because I have boxers. And I said, so where? Well, we have to buy. And well, we entered to a supermarket here, and we tried some, and we found this one, this really big one, because he was a big butt man. And we paid, and then I said, okay, so now you dress up. And he said, no, I have to go to the bathroom. And I said, why? Because you have your shorts. And he dressed, you know, in the middle of everything, and people were like, what the fuck is happening here? And well, it was funny. It was really, really funny. And well, some people just recognize us, the Freddie Mercury and the Quail Man, and they start to take pictures and stuff. It was really, really, really funny. We found our pictures after a year on a site, on a blog. I don't know how. I don't have fucking idea how I went to that blog, but I just was looking for new Halloween costumes, and I saw my picture there, and I said, hey, it's me. And well, the blogger was talking to me, and I said, no, it's okay, you can use this picture like this to show some costumes. I don't mind. But it was really, really, really funny, and everything, it was really good. So tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or autumn in general. Well, I think I told this funny Halloween story, okay? I mean, about the mustache and the guys, because I was with my boyfriend at the time, but sometimes the guys wanted to come, you know, and they wanted to flirt, and they saw the mustache and just said, well, never mind. And this one with my ex boyfriend, but well, as I said, October is my birthday, and my birthday I have some interesting stories. So well, I have this one, and I always say that I will never drink tequila again, but I always drink tequila. Tequila makes me do really, really naughty things. I mean it, tequila is a danger for me. So I was single, and I was with my friends in a nightclub, and I decided to drink some tequila. Yay! And I drank tequila, and I was dancing, I was feeling, you know, just a little bit naughty and everything and stuff. And then I went to the bathroom, and I was in the door there, and I saw that guy, and well, we started to kiss and to make out and stuff, and kiss, and well, I had 3 tequilas that time on my mind, and I was kissing him, and then He said, "Oh, do you want to go to the VIP with me?" And I said, "Well, yes." And then I was there with him and stuff, and well, we started to make call harder and hotter, but nothing happened, okay? And well, everything I know, I am trying to say that we were having a good time. And then the DJ started to screw up some things there, and I said, "Oh my God, he's screwing up everything." And he said, "Well, the DJ, this DJ is not that good." And I said, "Well, I have maybe no DJ here worth it, because the last one was shitty, you know, was shitty, you know, it was a crap." I don't know. And he looked at me and he said, "I was the last DJ." And I was like, "Fuck!" And I said, "But you were good." I mean, I just said the last DJ was a shit. And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "No, but you were good." And he said, "Oh, yes." And I said, "Okay, never mind." And then he really wanted to fuck me so bad that he didn't mind. But I said, "No, okay, just never mind." And I just stopped and everything and went and left the VIP session. But it was really embarrassing. I mean, it was really shitty, you know, call the DJ crap. So yeah, I think it was funny. I still laugh about it, okay? I'm embarrassed now. So well, sing a Halloween inspired song or read us a short Halloween inspired poem. If you can do neither, recommend a song or poem. Oh my God. Okay then, I decided to record here. I know some Halloween stuff, but it's not actually a properly Halloween, but reminds me of Halloween. It's the Time Warp, okay? From the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And I hope a specific man here doesn't listen. I think he never listened to my questionnaires, but well, I really hope that this one isn't the lucky one, okay? So that's it. I'm gonna put here right now, and I really hope you forgive me, guys and girls, because I sing so bad, but I want to make this one really funny. So yes, that's it. Just a minute. So I'm sorry about anything, okay? But well, guys, you asked, so let's do. It's astounding, time is flitting, madness takes its toll, but listen closely, not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left, and then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips. And bring your knees inside. But there's the pelvic thrust that really is driving you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's so dreamy. Oh, fantasy free me. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention, well secluded, I see all. With a middle of mind flip, you're into the time slip. And nothing,
can never be the same. You twist that sensation like you're on the sedation. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He got a pickup truck and then devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change. Time meant nothing, never would again. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left. And then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips. You're bringing knees in time. But there's a perfect trust that really is driving me insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Okay, oh, stop. Okay, maybe I was dancing here, so I'm sorry about that, but
the questionnaire asked for this, and I hope you are all alive right now. Please don't die laughing about me. And well, I think I should go to the fuck. It's so embarrassing. Oh my god. God. Okay. All right. The last question. Okay. If you could go drinking or treating or with three GWAers, who would it be and why? I understand you may not want to answer this. Yes, yes, I want to answer, okay? So, a bonus question. What beverage or dish you treat yourself during autumn? Okay, so I'm gonna answer. If I would, with three other GWAers, would be Jay Wild, Mr. Silver Tongue, and the last one is a little bit hard, but I would love Sweet as Honey with me. I mean, we have so much fun. I would love everyone, actually, because I want a Toaster 123 with me. I want my heavy metal lover of my friend, your heavy metal lover. I want Nordic Love with me. I want everyone with me. Oh no, I don't want only three. Only three is mean. I want Lady V with me. I want Throw Away Your Lust. I want everyone. I want that fucking goddamn all everyone on Kick Group, because we're having so fun. And I want Mr. Moondance with me. I want Submissives with me. I want Crimson Songbird with me. I want everyone. What the fuck do I need to to choose only three? No, I won't. I will be with the gang, okay? It will be a gang trick and treating, all right? I refuse to pick only three. All right, that's it. That's my answer for you. Okay, about the bonus question, I will answer this one. Beverage or dish you treat yourself during autumn. My autumn here is in June. May, June, and I like cake, I mean red velvet cake, and cinnamon roll, so that's it, that's my dish. But it's not actually autumn stuff, it's, you know, well, it's a treat, just it. So yeah, thank you everyone for listening. If you listen everything, I really appreciate your friendship, your loyalty right now, because it was really embarrassing today. But I really love this one. I was waiting for this to answer the October is here. And see that little Mako just put this one. I really appreciate. Thank you, Mako. And thank you, everyone. And be tuned, stay tuned, because it was really embarrassing right now. So, wow, let go. Bye, people. Happy October for everyone.